Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brad Layton, aren't you glad you don't have that problem to handle, too? He's Lieutenant Colonel with the Illinois National Guard. He is the Public Affairs Officer. Colonel, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio.
No problem at all.
It's about moving people. It's about logistics. I guess that's part of that's what the National Guard is all about at times, right?
It is, yeah. We've got a lot of great logistics capability, both on the Army Guard side and on the Air Guard side.
What's the difference, Army Guard, Air Guard? I mean, I guess one's affiliated with the Army, one with the Air Force. Is that it?
It is, yeah. The Illinois National Guard, the overall National Guard, is divided into two components. One is the Illinois Army National Guard, and the other one is the Illinois Air National Guard. Now, both the Illinois Army National Guard and the Air National Guard fall under the command of Major General Richard Neely, who's our Adjutant General. But the Army Guard is obviously affiliated with the Army, and the Air Guard is affiliated with the Air Force. So when we do our federal mission, we do it with that particular service.
Yeah, well, that's my question. So when you're going to Washington, D.C., are they coming from one or the other or both?
They're coming from both. We've got both Army military police and Air Force security forces, which is the military police on the Air Force side.
A couple hundred of them from Illinois, is that correct?
A couple hundred, mostly either security forces or MPs, but also we have some communications capability as well as some logistics and even a chaplain.
20,000 of them deployed to the nation's capital, more than the last two inaugurations combined, for obvious security reasons. We've seen pictures of them all laying on the ground, either in buildings or airport areas. Where are they going to stay, and what is being done to accommodate them?
Now that's all determined at the national level. The federal agency that is in charge is the Secret Service. But we're talking about service members. We're talking about people that are trained to sleep on the ground if they need to. So they'll be fed, and there will be sleeping accommodations. But when you're talking about soldiers, it doesn't take much. I know for our soldiers and airmen, they are instructed to take a cot with them. So they can set up pretty much anywhere they need to.
And then if they are assigned a job of policing the area, and it sounds like this is going to be a very thin public gathering, but they'll be in charge with policing an area. So they'll just be stationed maybe like in a line. I wonder what exactly 20,000 National Guardsmen and women will be doing out there.
Well, whenever we deploy in a domestic environment, we always fall under a civilian, what they call an incident commander, and that's the same here. So we'll fall under the Secret Service, and we're supporting law enforcement. Now we're not doing law enforcement, but supporting law enforcement, and there's various ways we can do that. These folks are trained in basic law enforcement, riot control, things along those lines.
Boy, we sure could have used them a week ago. Were the National Guard deployed a week ago? I know there's the story that the president or somebody finally got the National Guard out there, but I guess nobody saw this coming, and we did not have the National Guard there last Wednesday, right?
The District of Columbia National Guard was on orders last Wednesday. And of course, you've seen in the media, some of the controversy surrounding that. But there were no Illinois National Guardsmen involved last week.
I wonder if they had been there, or say you did have more guardsmen and women there, and the people are storming across the lawn, tearing down the barricade, going into and breaking into the building. If the guard was there, I wonder what they would have done in that situation.
Well, I'm laughing because, as a public affairs officer, we're always told not to speculate. And obviously, I don't know what what would have happened if there was a greater guard presence. I'm not going to bite on that one.
Well, I'm not looking for you to say something incendiary, but if things were to get out of hand this time, I wonder what their instructions would be this time. Do they physically corral people? Do they shoot? I mean, I wonder what happens this time if they perceive an imminent threat or danger.
There are rules of engagement that we do not discuss for security reasons. That said, you know, our soldiers and airmen will be equipped to protect themselves, and that's it. They're there to protect, not to incite or engage in anything beyond that.
I expect that, but I think they should tell us what the rules of engagement are. They should say, "Here's the line, and if you cross it, literally or metaphorically, then here are the consequences you will suffer." And it may be the blunt end of a rifle, it may be a bullet, it may be tear gas, but I think people should know what they're up against if they are going to protest and walk right up to the line of protest before they start rioting. What are the rules of engagement? I think that should be very well known.
Well, we won't discuss that. I mean, that's pretty standard across DOD, and the reason for it is because what you're talking about, the people will push to the point that of no return, and use that information against us. That's standard across the Department of Defense. We'll never talk about rules of engagement, and that's far beyond the Illinois National Guard or my authority.
Yeah.
You would have to talk to the Department of Defense.
I'm not trying to rewrite the rules, and I'm not even mad at you. I'm trying to understand what happened and what we can do to keep it from happening again. And I take your point. I hadn't thought about it that way. I'm not in that business. So these men and women are being deployed now. Are they leaving Chicago today, some of them?
Yes. Yeah, they are. We have some of them just left. Flew out aboard an Illinois Air National Guard C-130 this morning.
How long are they going to be in the Capitol then?
We'll be there until we're no longer needed. We anticipate that it'll only be a day or two after the inauguration. But again, they'll be prepared to stay as long as they're needed.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people are seeing these images, Brad, and maybe you can just pass this along. And they are thankful. They want to send gifts or my pillows, for crying out loud, to the men and women that are doing this work. We very much appreciate their service. These are people that have lives and careers outside of their military obligation, and yet there they go when needed. So thank you to you and to all of them for doing that. We need to have a safe, peaceful transfer of power, and this better ensures that we'll do that. So thank you for your time, and thank you to them.
I appreciate the opportunity. You're right. The Guard is part of the community. And when you're deploying the Guard, you're actually deploying a slice of Illinois.
Lieutenant Colonel Brad Layton, nice to talk to you, Brad. Thanks for your time. Thanks for your service. And let's visit again maybe next week.
My pleasure.